We have a dream.
We have a voice.
This is
The Anchor Nation.
The Anchor Nation.
The Anchor Nation.
The Anchor Nation.
Hi, I am your host, Kevin Touch, and we are
The Anchor Nation.
Hello, Anchor Nation. This is Kevin Touch, the host of the Anchor Nation Community Radio, and we're back with an episode of the Anchor Nation Podcast, episode 92, with Ryan Frank. Had a great sit down with Ryan Frank. He's a really good guy, really humble dude. He talks about his podcast about sports, and he also has a product where he basically promotes it with his company and his family. Hope you guys enjoy. Keep it easy. Hello, Anchor Nation. This is Kevin Touch, the host of Anchor Nation Community Radio, and we're back with another episode of the Anchor Nation Podcast, episode 92 with Ryan Frank. And without further ado, let Ryan introduce himself.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. I'm definitely going to get into this interview and a little bit about you and what you do. And for the first question is, what is your message on social media you like to present to your audience?
Well, it's kind of a wide variety, I would say. I do a little bit of, you know, kind of just to get into what I do with, you know, I have a full-time job in sales, and then, you know, social media wise, my wife and I own a health and wellness company that we help people with that. And then I've also just recently obviously started my own sports podcast. So I would say my message on that is, you know, everyone with sports has their own opinion. So I always like to portray my own opinion, and it's fun to kind of banter back with people on, you know, because everyone has their opinion on sports. And so that's kind of where I come in, and that's kind of just what I'm trying to get out there and just, you know, have fun with it.
Now, that's a good approach to do, in a sense, to just be more fierce-spirited with the sports world. And we'll get into that actually in the next point. But yeah, we'll definitely learn about their health and wellness company and sales and all that in a little bit. But going back to what you just said for the next point is your sports podcast and how you got into Anchor. So two-parter here. For the first part is, how did you discover Anchor? And then you just like to share a little bit about what you talk about in your podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. So I discovered Anchor through listening to, like a lot of people actually, is I listened to Gary Vee, and I've been following him for a few years, and I just kept thinking about, yeah, I'm going to start my own podcast. I'm going to start it. And I just kept pushing it, putting it on the back burner. And I just kept listening to Gary Vee, like, hey, like, you can start a podcast on Anchor. And because I was worried about, you know, startup costs of doing a and all this stuff, and I finally just realized, like, I can do it for, like, pretty much, like, no cost at all. And so finally, just one day, I said, you know what, screw it, I'm going to start my own podcast, and if 50 people listen to it or 5,000 people listen to it, it is what it is. And I'm like, I just want to get my voice out there and get more comfortable talking about sports, because I've been a sports fan for, obviously, since I've been just a little kid. I'm 32 now, but yeah, so I just kind of a wide variety of sports talk on my podcast so far. I'm only 10 episodes in. So it's mainly been like basketball, a little bit of football, because obviously that's ramping up. And then I sprinkled a little bit of golf in there. I'm going to kind of narrow it down to probably one, maybe two sports, but that's what I've done so far.
That's pretty cool in the sense that you have just that wide-ranging sports podcast in your show, going on all these sports. And a quick follow, would you say, is there any one sport in particular you just kind of vibe with when you were young, or has it just been more you like them all and try to get into as much as possible?
When I was a kid, it was definitely basketball. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was like, my mom told me when I was about five, I was watching, it was about, like, I'm from Oregon originally, I live up in the Seattle area now, so it was right in the time where the Blazers were playing the Bulls for the finals, and I was literally just reciting statistics like, you know, like an announcer. And so ever since I've been a kid, I've just super been into sports and, like, just spout statistics off. And so I would say I really was into basketball when I was a kid. And obviously basketball and football are the main ones. But
I got you. Definitely, especially with the Blazers in that area, it's always good to get those vibes, especially back in the day. And then for question three, I guess, is the evolution of it. Where would you say the state of your podcast is now, and how you took from day one when you started to now? What are some things you've learned through that period?
I'd say that it's still in the real early stages. Like I said, I'm 10 episodes in, mm-hmm. but just from episode one to, like, just my most recent episode, I've gotten more confidence in myself in talking, and I can hear it in the podcast that I'm just getting more comfortable. And so that's what it takes, is just, I wasn't the type to just be really real outspoken. And so I'm just getting more comfortable talking and things like that. So that's what I would say is I'm just kind of building up more confidence every episode as it goes. I'm learning more and more and like how to structure the time wise and kind of the sweet spot of like you know how long it needs to be and just that kind of thing.
No, I got you. Just find the sweet spot and how you can get your timing down, how you get your recordings down, how you learn the Anchor app and how the changes evolve. And then shifting gears a little bit, I know you're a sales guy. Would you say marketing the podcast has been the harder part, or do you feel like still recording is?
I would say definitely marketing is actually the toughest part is just when you're new and especially with sports, not everybody's going to listen to a sports podcast. And I get it, but yeah, I would say just getting it out there and just trying to use social media balanced enough, not overwhelming people with, hey, listen to my podcast. But I've had great support with family and friends sharing it and just trying to get the word out there for me since they just know that it's a passion of mine. And so I've been able to, you know, family and friends have been able to help get the word out of it too. So it's an ongoing thing.
That's good. That's good. Just keep it on going and try to see what works for you to keep giving those values and trying to understand what the basics and the telemetry will always be good, but knowing and trying there and try as many things possible will move you further. And I know you say you were just a distributor. I looked at your Instagram profile, distributor some products, and you run your own products. So for the next question, you want to just explain a little bit about what you do with your business, and then we'll talk about just some of the products as we move further.
Yeah, absolutely. My wife and I, we're distributors for a health and wellness company. We have been for about 4.5, going on almost 5 years. And it was just it was a business and products that were introduced to us right after our wedding, and we fell in love with them. And we've been able to help a lot of people along the way, just get healthy, a bunch of family members, bunch of friends, bunch of acquaintances, and it's just something we really love to do. We've been able to bring my wife home. Once our daughter was born from her full-time job to kind of run our business and so from home. And so we just enjoy helping people and with their health and wellness and in short form, that's what we do.
That's good. That's good in a sense. And would you say with the business, what are some things you have learned? Same question kind of with the pod. What are some things you have learned from the start to now that you can apply as you move through the journey?
I would say just there's a lot of things we've learned over the years. I would say, you know, patience is definitely one. Another thing is just working hard, and it's kind of one of those things that you can work as much or as little as you want, but you're going to get what you put into it, kind of thing. And so you can really put that into any aspect of life. But those are just a few things we've learned, and we've met some of the best people, some of our best friends through the business too, which is cool.
Nice, nice. And I think that's important. I'm glad you touched on it. You just learn and be patient because patience is everything to just set goals. But if you can just set them and realize that it takes time and it's all a process, you'll go further. And then I guess the other flip side is what are some products you work with? I know we'll talk about the Advocare stuff too, but what are some products that you try to pitch and sell to your customers?
I wouldn't say I necessarily try to pitch and sell, like, because I, along with the business, I work in construction supply sales, but that's my full-time job. But as far as the supplements and stuff, I used to be a really, really big Red Bull drinker, and I knew it was really bad for me. But I needed something to get energy, and I'm not a coffee drinker, and so like, our sugar-free energy drink Spark is just really good, and it just gives you that clear mental focus. And you know, I haven't drank a Red Bull since I drank a Spark day one. I was like, okay, I'm cutting Red Bull out, and I drink Spark. And so that's one of our main products. I use it every single day. And to kind of piggyback on that, another reason that we actually joined with the company is I really like that there's a lot of NFL endorsers on our that take our products, and we're actually in every NFL locker room. So that was another thing, being with the sports theme is you know, a lot of NFL guys take Spark and they take a lot of our products. So I'm like, if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me. And so that really sold me on wanting to be involved in that company and the products.
Awesome. No, that's important. I guess just having those partnerships and moving forward with those partnerships can really get you further. And I guess the next question would be, would you say having those partnerships with professional teams, professional athletes, have just helped you get the mindset of knowing what it's like to go through their process, in the sense that you've had that data of what they do to get stay fit and get healthy, and just take a couple takeaways from that?
Yeah, it's interesting to hear. We've been able to listen to a couple guys like Drew Brees and Jason Witten speak at some events, and to hear them what they take on a daily basis to help them prepare for, obviously, you know, playing in NFL games every single week. It's just really interesting to hear what their favorite products are and how they take them and when they take them and all of that. It was really interesting.
No, it is true, because professional athletes, at the end of the day, they have this training regimen that they stick with, and it's incredible to know it. You just take the average product, just like yourself, and you just learn what it takes to be a professional, and that grind and work ethic is important for sure.
Exactly.
Now, our next point is, I know you noticed, I love to see your picks on the outdoor life. What would you say is the importance of not only living out there in the Northwest, but the value of going outdoors and raising your child and just spending time out there to help with the mind?
I would say it's important. It's, you know, being outside is fun, especially, I mean, we don't get a lot of summer, spring months out here days to, you know, go hike or go do whatever. So we got to take advantage of it when we can. And just something about fresh air and all that just kind of, you know, puts your mind at ease and just kind of almost relaxes you at the same time.
Oh, for sure. It's therapeutic. And I think that's the great word to describe, because the more you get outdoors, the more you see what the world offers, and the more you can just appreciate the little things. I think it'll go further as you move on, have those stressful days. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The next question is, with the company also, would you say doing maybe like a company show? Have you ever thought about doing a podcast or something where you can market the business more through audio? Or do you feel like what you have right now is set in stone?
I would say what we have is probably set in stone for the time being. You know, I'm mainly just using the podcast to talk about sports and such. And personally, I just don't really get into the business on it. I just think they're two separate entities. And so for the time being, no.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, I got you. No, I think just being those two separate entities, having the passion, of course, of sports, and then doing your regular main job and not really just mixing them and doing your own two separate things, is always good to keep pushing and keep having that as a hobby, which is important. Yep. And for the next question is, how has your family impacted your life, and just how's the support given by them helped you support your own family?
I'd say support for my family has been, just in general, has been really good. I mean, my parents and everybody, they're always really supportive of anything that we do. And so that's always really important, and growing up and even today, you know, they're a big influence on me and how we will be going forward, being an influence on our daughter.
No, that's good. That's good. And would you say, was there anything that they taught you that?
I would say just hard work. My parents are two hardworking people. They've worked their whole lives. And so just learn hard work and discipline and being on time. And although those are really big, important things. And I've always taken note to that.
Oh yeah, you know, that's important, is the time aspect, in the sense that it takes time and being patient and going out there, in the sense that you have that mentality to know that you're trying to raise, especially in today's day and age where it's mixed and everything's happening quick. But if you can take the time, be patient, go for it in a sense, and just really live life and try to trial and error, you'll be in good shape for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And our next question is, if you could collaborate with any one athlete or anybody in the health and fitness world, who would it be and why?
That's a great question. I probably haven't thought about that enough. I would say there's a handful of people in the sports world, obviously, that I'd love to collaborate with at some time. Obviously, the guy I wouldn't say I look up to him, but I take a lot of stuff from his show. It's not a podcast, but you know, Dan Patrick obviously is a huge,
Right.
huge person in the radio world for sports. And so I always just like the way he conducts himself. I always remember him back from obviously being on SportsCenter and such. And so I would say if the opportunity ever came up to have him on my show or talk to him, that would probably be number one.
No, that's good. Somebody also in the radio world and just really making waves for a very long time and trying to get their knowledge and what understands to run a sports show, especially in a tight niche environment such as sports where not many people will understand or everyone understands. So it's definitely a good juxtaposition to have.
Yep.
And our next question
Yep.
is, oh yeah, for sure. Next, for our next question is, what is one thing you would say to any athlete or anybody trying to start a business, and just one message to pass along to them to keep going?
I would say, just to, as far as starting a business, make sure it's something that you want to do. Make sure it's something like if it's a product that you believe in the product and if it works for whatever it's supposed to do or meant to do, that you're really passionate about it, and that it's something that obviously the business model and everything is good. I would just say there's definitely make a checklist of things that the top priorities of starting that business.
Yeah, I think that's important. And would you, especially with the checklist, and would you say with your business, how much is preparation go into each thing you plan, or is it more off the cuff?
I would say there's preparation to an extent, but some things are off the cuff as well. So I guess it's probably a little bit of both. I would say it's probably just a little bit of both.
No, that's good. That's good to have because you just don't always want 100%. Preparation sometimes is like that wasn't in the script, and then when you're off and prepare it, and then I guess the vice versa would be, well, it's off the cuff, maybe you needed to plan that, but if you can find a balance of both in between, a little 50-50, then you can really move forward for sure.
Absolutely.
Our 10th question here is, what are your goals in the next 5 years, whether it be personally, your podcast, your business, or just anything you want to share with the Anchor Nation?
Next 5 years, I would say to probably, obviously, I want to grow my podcast to as big as it can possibly get. So I wouldn't say, I haven't really thought about any numbers or, like subscribers or anything like that. But obviously, hopefully, in 5 years, I'm still doing a podcast and still putting out great content. I would say personally or business-wise and just in general, I kind of like to have my hand in a couple different, baskets as far as business and entrepreneurship. So I would say in the next 5 years, my wife and I would like to get into some rental properties too. So we're always kind of thinking of some other ideas to broaden our portfolio and such. So I would say in the next 5 years to definitely still do the podcast and potentially get into some other investments as far as rental properties.
No, that's pretty cool. I think that especially with the way audio is going in the future waves and trying to get into other side projects and side hustles, it's important just to keep going and try new things, especially while you're still very young and fairly young in the process. You got to go from there and keep trying.
Exactly.
And our final question is, what is one thing you like to tell the Anchor Nation that they may not know about you? And it could be a fun fact.
Oh, wow. A fun fact. I wouldn't say, well, most of the Anchor Nation doesn't know me, and they're getting to know me by this podcast, but it kind of just goes about the sports thing is I didn't touch on it earlier, is I'm a huge golfer, golf fan. I play golf. I've played golf since I was 8 years old. So I guess that's a fun fact about me is I love to go out and play golf and be outside.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I guess the quick follow-up, who's your favorite golfer on the PGA Tour right now?
Right now or all time or both? I'm a huge Tiger Woods fan. I always have been. I always will be. And I really hope he wins one of these days soon. But the golf world is in a great spot with all these young kids. I love watching them all, really. Rory, Spieth, Justin, I mean, all those guys. I like watching them all.
Oh yeah, definitely the new era of golf and the way it's transformed from the days of Tiger, Phil, and now we have these youngsters like Jordan and Dustin. We can go on and on about this,
Oh
but
yeah, there's a handful of them. It's fun to watch every week, especially this week where they're all right there.
oh, for sure. And this episode comes after the PGA, so we'll definitely know who wins that
final major of the year. So if you guys are interested, definitely check out the golf, the PGA Tour, and check out Ryan's podcast. But before we go, man, you want to DM your social media and your podcast so people can find you?
Yeah, so my podcast is just called Talking Sports with Ryan. It's available, obviously, on Anchor and any other platform. And my social media, my Instagram and my Twitter are the same, and it's I am Ryan Frank, spelled out. So it's just I am Ryan Frank.
Awesome, guys. And you can find, of course, podcast on Anchor and all any platforms, including Spotify, Radio Public, and all that. And, of course, to the Anchor Nation, thank you for always giving your undivided attention, not only me, but the interviewee. And Ryan, my friend, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for taking time out of your day.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Hi, Anchor Nation. This is Kevin Touch of Anchor Nation Community Radio, and I'd like to say thank you for listening to the Anchor Nation podcast. If you'd like to book an interview or DM me on Instagram, follow me at the Anchor Nation. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, it is also under the Anchor Nation. Thank you for listening, and enjoy.